We are learning Maseches Moed Katan Daf Chav Dal Amud Aleph, and we are continuing the sugya of Avelos B'Shabbes, yes or no. Boyim Nei Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Shaila from Shmuel, yes Avelos B'Shabbes or ain't Avelos B'Shabbes? Like we said before, this is a Shaila of Dvarim Shavit Sina. Is there a din Avelos on Shabbos? Dvarim Shavit Sina, ain't Avelos B'Shabbes? So Rabbi Yochanan asked this question to Shmuel. Amalei ain't Avelos B'Shabbes. Shmuel's Shita is, ain't Avelos B'Shabbes. Like Tosis points out, and Tosis points out later on again, that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds Yesh Avelos B'Shabbes Dvarim Shavit Sina. And he was not Makabal what Shmuel answered. He asked Shmuel the Shiloh, but he was not Makabal him. It's a first Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis that says that the Lashon there is for Rabbi Yochanan, Af Bisha Omru in Avelos B'Shabbes are Dvarim Shavit Sina Noik. Rabbi Yochanan holds is Dvarim Shavit Sina, but Maisa, so like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Yosef Rabbana Kamei the Rabbapa, the Karmi Shmei the Shmuel, the Rabbana was sitting in front of Rabbapa, and instead of a man of Shmei the Shmuel, Ovel Shashimesh Mitasav Mei Evloi, this talk about now on Shabbos, pastors, to end the week, Ovel Dem Shamesh Mita in the Mei of Avelis, Chayiv Misa, the person is Chayiv Misa. Omle Rabbapa, first of all, Osir Itmar. You're getting it wrong. First of all, Osir Itmar, it was Shmei the Rabbi Yechana Itmar, and it was Shmei the Rabbi Yechana. That's what he said. Ve'i, I'm going to tell you a different memra. So just stop here. So what's our papa saying? That really memra is that Hasha Mita is also Me Evloi and it's Shmei Rabbi Yechanan. Freit the Gilian Hashas, the Rekib Eger, says, Lo Yadati, Ma Chiddush was there. If he's saying that Hasha Mita is also, what's the Chiddush? So first, a Brisa, and I've Chaval of Amad Aleph that says, you now let me Shabbos Mita and Me Avelos. You need Shmuel to say, it's not Shmuel, it's Rabbi Yechanan. What are you talking about? That's what Rekib Eger asks, and it blives Shver. What? Why do you think it's Chayav Misa? What would Chayav Misa Chayav Misa? No, the Gemara said in the Gersa Chayav Misa, he's making a mistake, Osir. If that's true, what was the point of the Memra then? The Memra wasn't coming to Fuk Chayav Misa, that's who he was changing it, you're right. What was the point of the Memra of Shmuel then? Or Shavu Yechanan? What's the point? So this is the Kirgis Kasha. And the Rishash adds on other questions as well. He adds on that also, what are the whole changing to Rabbi Yechanan, what's the significance of that? That's another question that's really Shver. And also, what's it doing in our Gemara? What's it doing in our Gemara? What's it doing in the middle of this Gemara over here? Talking about Avelos for Shabbos. Emphasis to Rishash to answer Kriyas Kasha that this thing is talking about Shabbos. And the Chiddush is, it's also for Shabbos. He says, it's not Shmuel, it's Rabbi Yechanan. Because Shmuel holds, like we just said, it's mostly Dvarim Shabbos in it. So it's Rabbi Yechanan, and that's the Pshat. Ovel Shashimish Osir is B'Shabbos. That's the Rishash learned, the Gesmak of Pshat. Zog the Gemara Vayit. They said, and if you heard something from Shmuel, I'll tell you what you heard. Ovel did not grow his hair or did not rip his clothing. Chayev Misa. The loch is, he's Chayev Misa. Talking about to Allah's of Isamar, after none of you, and if this Hashem told them, do not grow your hair, do not rip your clothing, and you won't die. And the diak is, which is not pasuk on the pasuk, but the diak is ha achash loy parav zepirim chayav misa. Misa means basically the shemaim. So achash loy parav, someone didn't grow his hair, or didn't rip his clothing, he's chayav misa. Tais points out that really shloy simusa means going on a laws of the summer, that you shouldn't do something wrong and you're going to die. But so it's only a smach d'balma. I read the tais. Tais says avi on the pasuk the krohu achar ha achar pareya parim v'mehim yasu yimusu near the smach d'balma. He says. It's a smachta of alma back upon him from a smachta yichayev misa. Zotu maravai. The Amar Rav my papa Tana b'Avil Rabasi. We learned in the brisa called Avil Rabasi that Avil also shamish mitasei v'mei evloi. You now live in shamish mita v'mei evloi. U'maisi v'echad shamish mitasei v'mei evloi v'sham tu chazir miskaviyasei. One time someone was over this is same as shamish mita in the week of Shiva v'sham tu chazir miskaviyasei and the chazirim ate up his gevia. What does that mean? Rashi is two pshatim. Either kol gufoi, he made him a treifa, or v'yigadamri eiver shloi. The chazirim shepherd with his eiver shloi. Akabonim, either way, he got a terrible einish for being eiver on this aspect of Shiva. Zog tomar avayta. Omar Shmuel. This simon is for Shabbos. Omar Shmuel, pachas choiva. Pachas is choiva on Shabbos. Nasir reshush. And the Gemara explains, what does it mean? Stand for. Pachas stands for prius reish. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do a velus for Hesi, therefore it's a chayva. You have to uncover the head. Like we learned before, there's a din of a velus, yatifas a rosh, to cover your head. Now, covering your head, we're not knowing that. That was the Medina de Gemara to cover your head. See, comes Shabbos, you got to uncover your head. Take the thing off your face, because it's Shabbos. Bria Sarayish, and also Chazeres Karal Acharav. The Ches stands for that the rip in the clothing you put in the back. You can't wear ripped clothing in front on Shabbos. Skifas Amita, also you stand up the Mita. All these things are veils for Hesia, and you have to change. That's Chayva. You have to not do that on Shabbos. What's the Neser stand for? Ne'il is a sandal. That means you're allowed to wear slippers on Shabbos, because that's Betzina. And or you're not allowed, you can do whatever you want. It's Rishos. Tasha Amita is Rishos. One way or another. Again, Shmuel holds that you don't have to keep the Ramesh B'tzina. So it's Rishos. You could and you could not. Ruchis Daim Reglaim Echamim Arves Rishos. Also washing your hands and feet with hot water that's warmed up from four Shabbos, that's Rishos. Again, because Shmuel holds that there's no Chiyiv Avelis. So, but there's an Isser to do Avelis for Hesed. So the first three things are for Hesed, you got to stop that. The other three things, you know, if you don't want to do it, don't want to wash, don't wash. This is Shkafel. So the Rav says, Rav Amar Af Priyas Arves Rishos. You also, if you don't want to take off your head covering, you could get away with that also. And we'll see the reason is because some people cover their head on Shabbos also. So it's not such a veil for Hesed. I want to speak this out. Shmuel, Maishna Nil Sandal Durashos, the Lav Kulam Avidu Simon Sanayo. Not everyone wears shoes, some people wear slippers. So Priya Sureshnami Lav Kulam Avidu Magal Rashayo. Priya also, not everyone uncovers the head. People wear head coverings on Shabbos. So what's the problem? Why is it a chayva to get rid of it? And for the Gemara, Shmuel Atamei. Dama Shmuel called Kera Sheinim Shas Chimam Ene Kera. Shmuel says two halachas. First of all, kriya has to be b'shas chimim, which means it has to be b'shas tzar. If it's not, you're not yotze the mitzvah kriya. V'chol atifa, she'enek atifa shmeilim, ene atifa. Anytime you wrap your head, and it's not like atifa shmeilim, it's not atifa. So it means Shmuel holds, what does it mean covering your head? Atifa shmeilim, which means you cover your entire face besides your eyes. So then on Shabbos, you see you walking around with a burqa, then it looks like it's avelus. So Shmuel holds, it's a chayva to get it off. But Rav holds, it just means covering it a little bit, so therefore it's not going to be a bazoyan for Shabbos. Machbi Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman showed how do you do a covering, a tifa, according to Shmuel, ad goyve the dikna, until the bottom of his chin. They cover the entire face besides for the eyes. They first put a covering over the head, till the eyes, and they cover the whole entire face, wrap around to the side. Omer Yaakov Rav Yechon, Lo yishanu, this halacha, that if they're wearing the head covering, a hefty head covering, it's bezoyim for Shabbos, is only elosh elo menalim, not raglov. He's not wearing shoes. Havyes menalim raglov, menalim echikonlov. He's wearing shoes, then people chap, he's not an avelos, he's wearing shoes. Oh, why is he covering his head? He must be very cold, so he's covering his head. So if you wear shoes, you can be mechiach that you're not doing avelos. Now, Shmuel said halacha, called kera she'ene b'shas chima ene kera. Anytime someone makes a rice a kriya, that's not b'shas chima, it's nishkin kriya. Break the Gemara. But Amr le'o Shmuel, nach nafshe the Rav, when they told Shmuel that Rav was nifta, kara alea trace some money. He ripped his clothing 12 times. 12 clothing. And like the Rashi Kisya speaks out, that all doesn't happen at the same time. It obviously happened over the next week. It happened. So you see, even shlev b'shas chimum, he did a kriya. Omar, what he said, also Gavra Dava Mistafina Mene. I was scared of him and learning, and he was nifta. That's why he did Rice Kriya 12 times. You see, Rice Kriya even Shlev Shaschimim. Not a Kasha. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Noch Nafshi de Rabbi Chanina. When he told Rabbi Yechanan that Rabbi Chanina died, Karla Tlesa Itzli Milsa. He ripped 13 silk shirts. Omar, also Gavra Mistafina Mene. Someone was nifta who I was scared of. Again, you see that you could be Korea Shlev Shas Chimum and Fit the Gemara Shani Rabbanan Kivin the Chol Shaita Midchu Yishma Tayu Keshas Chimum Dami. Since every time you're always remembering their Torah, so it's always like Mamish they were nifta right then and there. And Taisa speaks this out also. Taisa Mil of Master Vachol speaks out of Linera the Vachol Shosh Yochel Eschama Mesa Philos Mamaruba Achamisasoi Karu Shapa Veshas Chimum. That any time, because he has a kasha in the Gemara before that said, if someone gets a shirt in the middle of Shiva, he could do Kriya. It's not Shas Chimum, it's not Shas Tekvurah Teretz. If any time someone could bring himself to that Shas Chimum, then it's called a Kriya. Omle Ravim Ba'odah L'Rava. Omle Talmidcha Rav Amram. Your Talmud Rav Amram said like this. Tai looked at the Braisa. Ovel called Shiva Koiroi Lefonim. The whole Shiva, the Kriya, the right, the rip, is in front. Vimbala Hachlif. And if he wants to switch shirts, machl v'korei, switch the shirts, makes a new kriya. B'Shabbos, koyru la'achayru. On Shabbos, he takes the shirt and turns it around, the kriya is in the back. And b'ala hachlif machlif, wants to put on a new shirt on Shabbos, he could. I don't mean a brand new shirt, I mean a shirt that was not ripped. He's machlif, any kriya, he doesn't rip it. He doesn't have to rip shirt on Shabbos. What do you see? You see that in the middle of the week, you change shirts, you got a new kriya. We said, there is no kriya, and the Gemara before that says you could do it there, you never did kriya yet. So if you did kriya already, it's very hard to say it's called shas chimum. So if the Gemara, you're right, it's not shas chimum, there's a different din. Al kavod of imoy, you have to have a kriya. And even shleib shas chimum, it's called a kriya. The Gemara wants to know, we know by kriya of avav imoy, you never let us sew it back. What about the kriya, the second kriya, which is only covered of imoy? Is that, you sew that back or not? Oysen kroam, isachim or imasachim? Are you allowed to sew it back or not? Pligaba avuah der avayishah bar kapara. The father of Ishaya and bar kapara argued about this. Charama imasachim, charama isachim. One said you could sew it back, one said you can't sew it back. Tistayim, let's bring a raya. The avuah der avayishah, the ama imasachim. Let's bring a raya. It's the one. It's avuah der avayishah bar kapara. Avuah der avayishah is the one who says imasachim. Don't rabba avayishah. Because by Isha, we know from memory of him, he says that this kriya, the second kriya they do for Av Imai, should not be sold back. Reman Shmilei, Lav Ma'avua, he more parted from his father. No, his Rebbe is Bar Kapara. Loi, me Bar Kapara, Rabbe Shmilei. Hear from his Rebbe Bar Kapara. Omar Rava, Ovel Metail Ba'unkali B'soich Beisai. Ovel on Shabbos is let to wear his ripped shirt in his house, because that's Betzina. Abaya Ashkelah Rav Yosef, the Paros lay Sudra Reisha of Ozo Ozavesa. He found that his head was covered with a Sudra, and because of Atifas HaRosh, and he was walking around his house. Omalei lo Yisavalei Mar in Avelot Shabbos, you don't hold the Issa Avelot Shabbos. Omalei, so he answers, Hochim Reichelim Dvorim Shevetzinah Noig. You're Noig Dvorim Shevetzinah. And Toysis comes here and tells us how we paskin. So Toysis, Pasik Balachos Gdeos Krab Yechanon. Lafuka Rav Shmuel, we said before, Tashmit is a Shaila. And we pass Rabbi Yechanan, Dvarim Shibshin is also on Shabbos. Taisa has a very important question. We have halacha all over Ma'id Katan, halacha Gdivrei HaMekel. So chari to be mutter. So Taisa is saying, halacha Gdivrei HaMekel is only machlekes tanoim. But machlekes amaroyim, you don't say halacha Gdivrei HaMekel, and therefore, it's not a cloud over there, and therefore we pass in that Dvarim Shibshin is also be mei avelos.